What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
Oh, air horn. What's going on, Greg? Very excited to be here for the first time. Very excited. Got a great weekend ahead of us. Let's get out there. Let's have a good game.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Yeah. Great idea. Remember, this goes up Monday morning. And then he's Forbes 30 under 30, a.k.a. the second best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the verified one, at Tim. Before I finish that, I'm sorry, Nick Scarpino, kindoffunny.com. You have a question?
I'm sorry. Are there not, like, very important people watching this live right now that we care more about than the actual people that would listen to this fucking pre-recorded?
There's a lot of important people watching live right now. I dare you to name two of their names right now.
Fucking Ant-Man 0208 and Hot Patati number 69.
Tim Geddes. I know you're going to nail it.
I'm going to go Lexi Gunner and Gifted Dim will be there. Oh, for sure.
I do not see Lexi Gunner yet.
Is DJ Kanto there?
DJ Kanto, of course, is here.
Lexi Gunner will be here at some point. She must be.
If Lexi's not here, I just want to pause and wait for her.
I don't see Demetrius Newell, a.k.a.
He'll be here.
Ant-Man appeared. Ant-Man did, in fact, appear, though.
He did not appear.
Yeah, he did. Ant-Man 0208. I am watching live.
I know his first name now because I
don't want to get too far from this before I bring it up.
Nick, I didn't finish your introduction. Geddes.
Thank you. Let's him host. There's the issue with Discord where it cuts off our mics. So we were coming in with a lot of energy. There's a lot of laughs, a lot of good stuff. And then, Nick, you started doing your air horn noise, but none of the air horn noises picked up. So it just sounded like air horn.
I did. It was great.
That's even better, man. That's way better. Come on. Tim, I got to say, I like this color bomber jacket on you. It's nice.
It's a lot, right?
It's gorgeous.
It's a lot, but it's also subtle in some way, somehow.
I don't know about that. No, but it does the thing that I really appreciate about bomber jackets that they don't do enough, which is the black cuff and
the lapel, or whatever the fuck it's called.
Collar. Yeah, it's like, I don't like it when it's all...
cuffs.
The contrast is good, but yeah, this thing is obnoxious as hell, but of course
that's nice.
Yeah.
Are you feeling, now that you've got your new svelte body, are you feeling good in the jackets now? You've got like, they're starting to look like the boy bandish look that you used to have. It's good.
That's fine. Well, actually, this one, they sent me the wrong size, so this is larger than I ever wear, which is why the shoulders are not where they're supposed to be.
Is it brand new?
I mean, no, this maybe 2-3 months old.
Okay, I was gonna say I would have bet that I've already seen this.
You did
on what show, Kevin?
He made
what
a big
show
deal about it? On all the of them. He came on all the shows and made a big deal about it. And he was
Kevin,
impressed.
I hate that you back him like this. You know what I mean? He's coming here, swinging for the fences already.
So Gia and I share bank accounts, like all of our stuff.
Share them with me right now. Screen share.
Yeah. How do I get in on that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just ask nicely. That's all she did. What,
guess the password.
But she
Bachelorette's fucking number 4. I don't know.
Bachelorette.
Now, are you saying, is it just the numeral 4 or is it NO4?
No, it's NO4.
Got it.
FORU.
Oh, man, that's good. The U is uppercase, everything else lowercase.
Tim, I have two questions.
No. FORU.
Yeah, that was wrong, Tim. It was clearly wrong.
Let's
go.
For you. Bachelorette for you is the exclamation mark.
So we've had our bank accounts merged for a while now, but we didn't have we had separate credit cards just because we were trying to scheme the system, get all the points we can and, you know, get all the discounts and stuff. But her year hit with that. So we essentially canceled her card and just put her under mine to maximize all of our shit, because that's the Geddes way. But now doing that means that she gets to see all of my credit card purchases, whereas before she could just see my like overall credit card charge, but she didn't know what I was getting.
Now she got the itemized receipts.
Yes, and I want it clear, I've never once looked at her shit. I don't fucking know. I don't give a shit at all. And
oh my God, is your topic today going to be looking at Gia's credit card? Let's do it.
Oh my God.
Nick, how many celeries and yoga sessions are on it?
That's pretty funny.
I just want to know how much she spends on Orange Theory every month. That's what I want to know.
Well, zero now, dude.
Yeah,
we got to work out
for a while.
They fucking pay me to work out. It's crazy.
Damn.
But my favorite thing is she came, she was like, hey man, so I've been waiting to be able to see what you spend your money on. And I finally have the answer. And she's like, I hate how much of a fucking caricature you are. She's like, literally the only charges are bomber jackets and DoorDash. That's it.
Nice.
She's like, there is nothing else. She's like, how is there this many bomber jackets? And she's like, the other thing is they're all like $20. I'm like, yeah, dude. You don't need to spend a lot to look this damn good.
it's just because you have your priorities on lock. And second off, it's a lot better than when I started sharing my credit card with my wife and she was like, that is a lot of money at Starbucks every day that you spend. Like, yeah. That's a lot. Like, $30 a day at Starbucks seems like a lot. It seems like a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, trick, you're 100% right.
The big trick here, though, with the Starbucks is actually that I just use my Starbucks the gift card. Uh-huh. Yeah, the app.
Well, that's
the
app,
which is attached to a gift card, so it's kind of like...
Well, my, every time I use that Starbucks app now, he's like, do you want to use some stars for this? I'm like, yeah. I don't know.
Star
I
just it up, dude.
Go ahead. And I don't get my black coffee's free every time. I feel like Grandma Miller going to McDonald's or something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Star me, star you.
Greg, was it always the coffee that the cup was just a little too short for the amount of coffee in it?
How many times have we gone into a story on this podcast? Yeah, well, that's where I'm driving. I'm taking a long way. How many times have we gone into... It's like I say, like, it's whatever. Oh, you guys didn't grow up with this, and nobody knows what I'm talking about, what Tim's talking about, other than Kevin and what Nick's talking about. I'll never forget that Game Over, Greg Show, maybe kind of funny podcast where we mentioned McDonald's and Grandma Miller taking me, and Nick, you were like, did you get their patented old person's meal of a fish fillet and a cup of coffee? And I was like, oh my God, yes. And everybody was like, yeah, my grandparents did that too. Like,
so fucking weird. Funny.
And here's something for you. I want to throw this one at you. Are we either you still going somewhere? Do I have the boat for a second? Tug,
steer
two,
away,
two.
Dude.
Okay,
tug,
cool.
Tug.
Ahoy.
I know that's steer not away. What. Tug is. I cleared it up with the toot toot, but just to say it again, tug tug. That does not tug, sound tug. Like the same thing.
It's nautical.
Come over here, sailor. I need a tug tug. You know what I mean? He's not thinking that we're getting on the boat. We're going anyways. I come from the suburbs of Chicago, as you know. I still, of course, follow the one and only Portillo's Hot Dogs. And I want you to know that every year, Portillo's is what reminds me that it's Lent. You know what I mean? Like, once I got out of Catholic school, senior year of high school, took off the uniform, threw it away, and I was like, see you later. You know what I mean? This is ancient history to me. And I went to Missouri, then came out here, and especially out here, but I also don't remember it in Missouri. Nick, you'll be interesting because I know you grew up Catholic as well. Tim, I know you're not so much. You know what I mean? SF in general, not a very religious place, I would say. You can correct me if you think I'm wrong.
No, you're right.
Do you think of Lent on a level that the reason Portillo's is the one that reminds me is because they start promoting the fact of, hey, since you can't eat meat on Fridays, we do this egg and pepper sandwich on Fridays if you need. And that's how whenever I see that stupid thing come through, I'm like, oh, right. People in Chicago are like, oh, I'm not going to fucking eat the meat because of this. Like, dude, that's just bizarre when I think about my life now.
That is insane. Like, good for them for knowing their market.
Knowing their audience, and, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's great. Yeah, Lent, obviously, I had nothing to do with. But Curran, my best friend,
sure,
did.
I know well.
And 1 year for Lent, he decided to give up. Take a guess, guys.
Jacking off.
Nick, what's your guess?
He decided to give up soda.
Super Smash Brothers Melee is what he decided to
the
give
fuck
up.
Would you
and I was
try
like,
that.
You fucking idiot, dude. Mm. So for 40 days and 40 nights, that's Lent, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Nailed it.
Also a great Josh Hartnett movie.
Yeah, no Smash. For him.
Just like
that. I had to play alone.
He gets raped at the end of that movie, remember?
Does
I never watched it. I just
that's how that movie ends. That's how he loses the bet, is that his ex-girlfriend comes in while he's tied to the bed and has sex with him. And he does not want to have sex with her. And he's actually asleep, and then he wakes up as he comes.
Wow, that's a dark
That's
ending.
The end of that movie. And then the girl he was saving to have sex with is mad, of course. But he's like, she got on top of me. And she's like, yeah, like, I believe that. And it's like, whoa. But then they eventually make up because he hides dryer sheets in the laundromat. I am not making any of this up. If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Whoa.
What's funny is I said that and I knew that Josh Hartnett was in it because we had just mentioned it on another piece of content we did this week. And then it makes me happy because I like to think of the movie with Harrison Ford and Anne Heche, 40 nights or 40.
Oh, yeah.
Where they were like stuck on the island for 40 days or something like that. And neither of those were good movies. So,
no.
Yeah.
Here's the pepper and egg sandwich from Portillo's that I see.
Pepper. It's just like, it's so funny that you guys were practicing because we never did any of that stuff.
I wasn't. The Chicago area full of Catholics, they're practicing.
Right, I guess that's true. Because my parents were always like my grandmother always did it because she of had course. The Catholic guilt. We occasionally would, like, every once in a while, my mom would be like, hey, we're eating fish on Fridays. And I was like, that seems weird. And I think it was for that. But you never knew with Elena. You never knew if, like, the Ralphs had just a sale on something. And she was like, this is what the kid's going to eat today. Because my mom likes a bargain.
We used to call her.
You used to do what? Do Lent?
No, the fish.
Or no meat on Fridays?
Yeah, well, the one before Lent, like the big Friday, right? Isn't that what it is?
Yeah. Good Friday?
Good Friday. Like my mom would call me. Like she still does it every once in a while. She'll call me and be like, don't fuck up. Don't eat any meat today. And I'm like, all right.
Well, but that was right after
Ash Wednesday, Jesus is looking
right?
out for. And I'm not When's trying to take Ash a shot at anybody's priest. Ash Wednesday is the one that starts.
Just happened? Starts Ash. Right?
Oh, God. Hold on. Let's get our Catholicism quiz going.
I think it just happened.
Ash Wednesday is. Yeah, because isn't it Ash Wednesday? No. Fat Tuesday, Ash Wednesday. And so Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, what? Fat Tuesday. Indulgence Day. Mardi Gras.
Fat Tuesday is your Indulgence Day, right? And then Ash Wednesday is when Lent begins. And then for 40 days, 40 nights it goes. It ends with what we're talking about, which is Good Friday, which is the last Friday before Easter, which is when Jesus died, right? That's because then he rose three days later. That's when he's crucified. He rises on Sunday. I think I got all this right, too.
Yeah, nailed it.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Who came up
Joey
with
Noel.
Fat Tuesday?
Joey Noel.
People in Louisiana.
People who are like, you know, people in Louisiana. People who are like, you know what?
Celebrate that in Louisiana, like Fat Tuesday isn't that a huge thing.
Mardi Gras. That's what Mardi Gras is. Mardi Gras is Fat Tuesday, and that lead into that thing. Mardi Gras is the lead into Lent, as you overindulge in everything, because of course, you can't just give up anything, like right? Like you're doing this for Jesus and your repentance and everything, but also I want to get fucking trashed and eat all this horrible stuff, and I need a fucking cake with a crown in it and all this stuff. Delicious food in Louisiana. Joey Noel confirms. Filet of fish Fridays at McDonald's used to be a big thing, as I imagine they would be. Because that was the other thing too. Was like, back when I assume my parents were in grade school, probably when Nick was in high school. Like there was a thing that throughout the year I think you weren't supposed to eat meat on Fridays, and then they eventually dialed it back to being more of a Lent thing. Weird, man.
We were pretty far away from each other in high school. Me and your parents.
Yeah, you were like a freshman. My mom was like a senior. Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm gonna hit 40 one of these fucking days.
Never gonna happen. I'm 37 forever, and I ain't ever changing, baby. If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, twice a week, four, sometimes three, best friends gather on these microphones. Each coming. To talk about whatever it is they want to talk about. I do have sad news. You're probably saying, I can do it without it. Where is the Hispanic heartthrob, Texas treat, Latino heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds, the globe trotting, headshotting from Night's Rifle from twitch.tv, Andy Cortez. He got bit by a snake this morning and he is not able to be on this show. He's hopeful. He might be. He was like, I love you, snake. And the snake was bit him. You know what I mean?
It was a garden snake.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe Andy can join us later if his tongue hasn't fallen off, but we'll see what happens with the snake business that's happening. Remember, if you want to be part of the show, you can go to Patreon. I'm sorry, Nick Scarpino,
you have something? I was going
to
say, it's a bigger topic. So maybe you can do the spiel if you want. But before I came in here, Danielle was like, did you see that article about that woman who got bit in the butt by a bear when she sat down in Alaska at an outhouse?
No.
I do want to hear more about this in one second. I want to read this article. If somebody can find me a link, I'll narrate it for you. But before we get to that, remember, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. You can be part of the show there with your questions, comments, concerns, everything under the Kind of Funny sun. Then, of course, on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can get the show ad-free. You can get the show with the exclusive post-show we do each and every week. And, of course, you can be in the live chat right now. Just like our real fans... The Lou, Mark Freeman, Ignacio Rojas, Mitch Krasin, DJ Kento, Ryan Paola Higgins. I got it that time. Nailed it, Ryan. Not as you noticed, Gifted Dim, nowhere to be seen. Lexi Gunner, nowhere to be seen.
Y'all the day that today, guys.
They let you down. You know what I mean? They let us down. They let Kevin down more than anything. Kevin, how do you feel to be let down?
Terrible. I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I do understand that. I do. I know what it feels like to be terrible. Remember, if you don't want to toss us any bucks on patreon.com/kindoffunny, no big deal. You can get both of the episodes free each and every week on youtube.com/kindoffunny. Podcast services around the globe. I need to get better about promoting guests coming on, I've decided. And it's worth pointing out that your guest this week will be none other than Stu.
Nick's buddy Stu.
My buddy Stu.
Stu's
Can't
back.
Wait.
We all
I'm
heard
very
you.
Excited about
you
that.
Wanted more Stu.
Yeah.
We said, let's make some stew in the pot, and here we are. It's happening.
Here we are.
Where is... Sorry,
that's what you got, Greg. I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to hate. I know that it was just spur of the moment, but like, I do, I expect a little bit more from you.
You don't like, you know? Stew in the, well, let's put some stew in the pot. I think that's great, personally. I think that's a shirt. You know, if Andy wasn't right now swelling up in both eyes because he got bit by a snake he was trying to make out
guys,
with.
Guys, I think I'm fine. I think I'm fine.
They're like, no, Andy, go to the doctor. Barrett okay. comes in. He's like, no, he's fine, man. I ordered him some nugs. He'll be fine. Don't worry. I am on Fox News where Michael Ruiz writes, Alaska woman visits outhouse. Bear takes bite out of her backside. Report. In the wilderness, you need to watch your butt sometimes. An Alaska woman camping with her brother near Chilkat Lake over the weekend nearly had to kiss hers goodbye when she encountered a bear in the outhouse, she told the local radio station. Quote, I got in there and sat down on the toilet seat and something just immediately bit me in the butt, Shannon Stevens told Haines, Alaska-based KHNS Wednesday. I jumped up and screamed. The commotion got the attention of her brother, Eric Stevens, who said he ran over to the outhouse. I take the headlamp and I grab the lid off the toilet seat and I lift it up, he told the station, right at the level of the toilet seat, maybe an inch or two below, is that gigantic brown face looking right back up at me. What I'd expect to find in the toilet. The duo ran back to shelter, cleaned up Shannon's injuries, which were not serious, and hunkered down for the night, the Anchorage Daily News reported. The next morning, they found tracks leading from their campfire to the outhouse, but the bear itself was long gone. They said the animal may have entered below the outhouse through a downhill opening and made its way towards the seat. Although bear sightings should be minimal during February as animals hunker down for winter, state biologist Carl Koch told the newspaper that he'd heard at least two confirmed sightings this month in the Haines area. Most brown bear sightings occur in the summer, according to Bubba. They are considered the largest living land carnivore, although their diets also include plants. Both bears took...
Kevin just sent me a time code that at 15:15... Alaska woman gets ass eating by bear. Brother watches.
Yes, Kevin, that's a great time code. Right there.
What was funny about this is when Dee told me this, I was like, oh my God, that's hilarious. And she goes, that's so funny. I would have never thought to worry about bears. Snakes, I always worry about in outhouses. But bears, no. And I'm like, so when you go into a porta potty, she goes, oh yeah, I'm always worried there's a snake in there.
Every time. I'm right there.
I'm like, a snake. Okay. Yeah. I'm always actually worried. Wasn't there an article not too long ago where someone was hiding in a porta potty? like a creepy guy was like hiding
in
the porta
potty. Not, dude. That's I'll so find nasty.
It. In the poop.
In the poop.
Hold on. In there. He's all guys, blue.
I want to go back to Kevin's time code here.
No, I've corrected Alaska the woman grammar. All right,
gets
a little
ass
bit.
Eating by bear.
I'm in trouble.
Not ass eaten. But I just love I wrote calling it an eating. Like, it's just like that, an ass eating makes it sound like more of an event, like more of a noun. You know what I mean?
For the record, in the live chat right now, DJ Kento in all caps goes, it's super common. I think referring to the man hiding in the shit to look at people.
No.
There's the internet, guys. There's Pornhub. You don't have to go into the fucking poop to see a pooper. You know what I mean?
Guys, I have a two-part discussion topic that I want to do that I think this is actually a great segue to, if you guys would allow me to indulge myself.
I mean, I don't think we need to talk about outhouses anymore. Please do.
Housekeeping before then, remember, Roger Porcone got hired at Kinda Funny, and even though he hates me, he does still make clip videos of all the cool Twitch things that happen. You can catch a brand spanking new one right now on Monday. Wink, Twitch chat, wink. YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames. Go over there and support it. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Graham of Legend, David Mintel, Recasted Podcast, Food Kid Fat City, Joy, a.k.a. Joseph O'Youssef, Aaron Not Aaron, Willie D. Billums, Alexander Noxel, Julian the Gluten Free Gamer, Danny Rodriguez, Javi Rodriguez, King Vin, Tyler Wodan, Corey Wallerstead, Devin Holbrook, James Davis, a.k.a. at James Davis Makes, Greg, 2 G's in the front, 2 G's in the back, the nanobiologist, DJ Kento, Ricky L. Wanger, Caesar Palafox, Devin Carter, Steve Powers, Mark Freeman, Andrew C., Pizza Burgers, Ryan Trimble, Kieran O'Donnell, and Keith A. Lewis. Today we're brought to you by The Blessing Show, but I'll tell you about it later. Tim, back to you.
So here's the thing. I saw this article a while back, but it resurfaced, and I was talking to Gia about it. The outhouse reminded me here. Kev, I sent you a thing on Slack, if you could bring it up here.
Yeah,
it's from CNN. Apparently, you can vacation at Tony Stark's house from Endgame. Obviously, right now is not the most advisable time to do that, given the whole pandemic situation. But
I got super excited for a second thinking it was the Malibu house, but yeah, I was caught up. Okay.
Well, no, check it out. Boom. It's that cabin, right? Very iconic. Like, right outside there.
Does it have the lake in the back? Can I have my own little memorial?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Spoilers.
Boom. This is them shooting the funeral. Right?
Sure. Yeah.
So I'm like, this is really cool. So going down, it's like the cabin sits on the private property of the Chattahoochee Hills, 8,000-acre farm and site for horse riding events. They're saying that they're so overwhelmed with requests from Airbnb that the company officials had to change everything about the listing. So it's pretty expensive, but it's not that bad, guys. For $2,700, you get 3 nights there.
Okay.
They're not saying if there's a limit of how many people can go. So I'm saying, who here from Kinda Funny's down to go?
When this is all done?
Yeah.
Are we recreating the funeral scene?
That's the thing. Think of the content. Think of all the different things we could do. It's probably like at least 3 things.
First thing I want to do, me and Greg sitting on that thing, right? And Greg's like, what do you want to do? I'm like, I like hamburgers. I want to get hamburgers. And he's like, you know what? Your dad likes
hamburgers. Your dad hamburgers like hamburgers too.
Let's get some hamburgers. And then Greg, I swear to God, if you don't shed a tear the second I open my mouth, you're fucking fired, you hack.
So they're saying that it's not all fun and games. The cabin's not easily accessible. So we're just going in there and like we're staying in that cabin. We're just going to have a fun time.
Oh, yeah. We're bringing food. Crazy. We're going to cook. We're going to hang out.
We're going to do the same thing we did when we went to Arizona. We're going to go to that Walmart, get lost for 15 hours, come out of it with way too much food for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
I love this idea. This says it can sleep. I'm on travelandleisure.com. It says it can comfortably spot for 6.
Well, there we go. But here's where this gets interesting. This is part 2 of the topic discussion here, because this is cool. Obviously, one day maybe we'll be able to do it. I brought it up to Gia and I was like, hey, we should do this. Would you be down if I can convince Kinda Funny? And she goes, well, here's the thing. If it's endgame, we don't know how many of us are going to make it. Who's going to get snapped? And I was like, that's an interesting thing. So, Kevin, can you please go to didthanoskill.me?
Oh, my God. I love it.
Hold on.
I'm going to get a list going, all right, before we actually get going here. Sorry.
Thank you. Kevin will be the arbiter of all of this, hitting the refresh for each person.
I love it.
The members are Kinda Funny. Wait, then we'll go through all the significant others. .me. Didthanoskill.me.
Damn it. I died.
Well, no.
You didn't do it yet.
Kevin's the ruler.
Kevin's going to be the snapper?
One by one, yeah. Kevin's the snapper, and we'll see it live for each person. So let's start. We'll start.
No. Stop. I'm still assembling the list. Don't start doing anything yet. All right. We have so many people who work here now. It's very hard for me to remember everybody, and since I don't see them in the office, even harder. You know, I just want to be able to look at you guys and be like, oh, there's that one kid we have.
Yeah. So this is gotta be hard for me. What Kevin has, just so you guys know how this works, it's a website. Every time you refresh, it randomizes. Are you slain or are you spared? So we're going to build out our core cast now of who makes it through Infinity War. What's up, Kev?
Is there another website to see if we get Blink back in like a safe scenario and survive?
Everybody gets Blink back in a safe scenario. There's never been a report of somebody getting Blink back and dying. So you figure when Hulk snapped, he was like, bring everybody back safely. And so if it was easy to put you into your chair, yes. If you were flying the helicopter that spun out of control at the end of Infinity War, right? Sure. No, sure. You're on the ground underneath where it would have been or whatever, but you're not in traffic.
I heard that moment more people fell to the ground and died than ever in any other MCU.
You should check your facts, because I was talking to both Russo brothers about it the other day over cocktails on Zoom.
In the script, it references that when Hulk snaps, he wishes that everybody that had any harm was safe. So that should solve that.
Now, here's what I want to do is I want to up the ante before I start putting them on the list. It has been confirmed that the snap, of course, affected animals as well. Are we putting all of our pets on this list?
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I want to go all out for this scenario. We got to do us, we got to do significant others, we got to do the pets, and we got to do some extended fam too.
The question is this though. I mean, and here's what I'll say. So if there's 6 slots we're trying to fill, right? Mm. Eventually, does Andy and Snowbike Mike, do they get to come as like a couple? Is that what we're doing there? Do we force them to do that or no?
What does that mean?
I mean, like if there's only 6 slots, obviously it's going to be me.
Okay.
Probably not D. You and Gia, sure. Greg and Jen.
Well, we don't know who's going to be my date. We have to wait to see who we're working with.
Also, to be very clear, like, hey, chat be cool. YouTube comments be cool. Everybody be fucking cool, all right? The travel and leisure thing says this. The cabin includes two queen beds and two single beds, making it a nice, comfortable spot for six. However, it should be pointed out that the cabin rules state that there is no smoking, no parties, no events, no pets, and lights out by 11 p.m. So we are clearly getting thrown out after night one and not getting our deposit back. So it doesn't fucking matter.
Tell me what time I'm going to bed.
It doesn't fucking matter what the rules are of how many people. I appreciate where your head's at, Nick, but we don't have to worry about
it. It's remote. What are we going to fucking disturb the bears? What?
Exactly. Don't worry. We're going to go skinny dipping and have a great time.
Yeah, during their spotted owl population, we have to be cool with, like, what's going on?
All right, so here's what I got. And for all the kind of funny people I left off the list, I'm sorry. It's not that I don't remember you. It's just that it's hard. You know what I mean? Hard. So I got Greg, Nick, Tim, Kevin, Andy, Joey, Barrett, Cool Greg, Blessing, Snowbike Mike, Roger. That's 11. That's the full team, right?
Whole squad. Yeah.
Nailed it. Then I got Jen, Gia, D, Paula, Alyssa. I got everybody's significant other there, right?
Yeah.
Then I got Portillo, Moose, Cecil, Thomas, Boris, Lulu, and then I put the Splash Sisters on their same line. I just feel like that's the fair enough.
No.
Now it's time to remind you I don't remember the Splash Sisters' name.
Clay Thompson and Steph Curry.
Steph Curry. How hard is it?
Don't they have some kind of funny name on it? I thought they had some kind of funny name.
That's it. They're boy names.
It's pretty on the nose.
But they're girls. All right.
Girls.
So that's 24 people right
now. This is a good start. I like starting here.
Do we want to put the part-timers on there?
Yeah, fuck it.
Okay. So we're putting Gary. We're putting Fran. We're putting...
Put Imran. He broke my heart.
I told him
he's still a part-timer. So
we're putting Andrea on there just because we love Andrea.
Yeah, of course.
Sure. Can we put John 28 in there? Can we put John
in there? Yeah, we are. John
Dre. Oh, sure. Yeah, John Dre. Sure. Yeah, of course. Okay. That's 29.
Cool.
Who do you want to put as a 30th? Just put somebody on the 30th.
Lee, you
want to
do Leah?
Seeing as how I have no idea who that
Leah?
Is, no.
Gary's wife, Leah, right?
Oh, Leah. No.
Leah. I thought you said Aaliyah. I was like,
yeah, I don't, the mic caught.
She already got snapped.
Damn, Greg. Jesus Christ.
What?
I like the energy of this
person. First off, she's passed away in 2001. All right, like I'm not dancing
That's
on the grave.
Joke.
Am I right? Mad at it, Nick, come on!
I didn't have the stones to make that joke.
Lucy, put Lucy.
All right, Lucy James. Good. All right, cool. All right then, ladies. Do you want to start from the top?
Can we also
with
put
us?
Zac That's... Efron on this? Can we put Zac Efron on this?
Just
too,
four?
Just
yeah, I don't mind
like
that.
Because how cool would it be if Zac Efron came with us?
Yeah. Okay,
sure. All right. Cool. Then all right. So at 31,
start from
then
the bottom.
I was gonna say you read my mind. Yeah, we're putting Zac Efron on there. So we're starting Zac Efron.
Come on.
Kevin, if we can see the Diddy snap you, and then we can start going.
All right, I'm gonna refresh.
Joey says Greg forgot Paris.
I did. Thank you very much. Okay, good call.
Zac
so
Efron,
I'm putting him under
list, then.
Imran. No. We'll leave Zac on there. It's fine. All right, so there you go. 28 Paris at 32 Zac Efron. This still makes sense, of course, because Zac 32 Fox 32 in Chicago news station.
Mm-hmm. All right, want me to refresh?
Yeah. So this is
so
Zac
this
Efron.
This is for Zac Efron.
Brrr.
Oh, dead.
Dead.
Gone. Dead.
Wow.
Well, I mean, snapped.
Wow.
He'll be back. Safe.
Dead
apparently.
Until otherwise.
I mean, if they, there's only one way. I mean, you know, let's see. Number 31, Lucy James.
Refreshing. Dead.
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 Dead. Wow.
Uh-oh.
Now, you're sure people can survive this?
Positive. Right? No.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah. Refreshing again for who?
Number 30, John Drake.
Oh, guys, a big one. Oof, dead.
Oh, no.
More Diet Coke for me.
Number 29, Andrea Renee.
Passed.
Okay.
Of course, first
wow.
one to make it
wow.
through.
Wow.
It's on Andrea right now.
Number 28, Paris.
How great it'll be if it's just Andrea.
Dead.
Slain.
It's just Andrea that gets to go to this thing.
Or snapped.
Number 27, Imran.
Oh, fuck. I don't even want to be.
No.
I don't want to
Dead. Number 26, Fran Mirabella III.
Oof.
Oh, God. Can you imagine Fran being snapped?
And it's just him Twitch streaming while it happens. He's going through his menus. number 25, Gary.
Gone.
Oh my God.
This
is
really
crazy,
negative. This
dude.
Doesn't seem even at all.
This is a real negative one.
Yo,
yeah,
dude, no, it's random. Earlier I was playing around and it was all over the place.
But I mean, shouldn't it be 50-50?
I mean, it's random 50-50, so it's not actually
random.
50-50.
Well, that's what 50-50
We're not the only people accessing this website right now. It doesn't know.
All right,
it doesn't
ready?
Know. Number 24, Steph Curry, the dog.
Spare.
So far, it's just Clay. Andrea,
and Steph Curry are chilling out together. Now, the big one, Klay Thompson, the second half of the Splash Sisters.
I don't even want to do this, guys.
You have to.
Oh, fuck.
Oh no. The
Kevin,
sisters.
You monster. Why would you do that?
Number 22, Lulu. Barrett's dog, if you don't know.
Spared.
All right.
Okay. We're assembling a little pup army here. I like
now, it. Now, I don't get me wrong. I enjoy everybody we work with and everyone we've gone through. They're great people. But this is the first one where I think there's actual skin in the game for Greg Miller. Number 21, Boris the tortoise.
Uh-oh.
Don't do this to me, Thanos. Oh, thank God. Yes. If Boris survives, that's fine. All right. Boris has made it. If you're keeping track at home so far, again, Andrea has survived. Steph Curry, the dog, has survived. Lulu has survived. And Boris the tortoise has survived. Boris, that's it right now.
This is a great group so far.
Yeah, I didn't party with this group. Number 20, Thomas the Cat. Slain.
Oh.
It's for the best.
Number 19, Cecil the dog. Kevin's dog. Spared.
Yes.
Survived.
We're the dogs here that Andrea now, has taken care of so far.
And now I have to like survive. This sucks.
Number 18, Moose. Tim's dog.
Wow.
Spared. I
like to think that they're together as a little pack.
Yeah.
Number 17, Portillo, the king. Spared. Wow. It's been nice to the animals.
At this point, it's going to be really good to be Cecil, because if shit goes south and all these dogs start starving to death, Cecil's going to eat all of them. It's going to be great.
Here's the thing with Portillo, though, is...
It was a waste of a snap or an unsnap. He's only got a couple years left. This is the thing, though. Think about it this way. We're getting into a real spoilers for like the first episode of WandaVision. We're getting into the chance of having a real fucking like Monica Rambeau situation, right? Where like I get snapped and I come back and I'm like, great. Oh, where's Portillo? Didn't get snapped. Yeah, where is he? And Tim has to be like, he died. Yeah. He died while you were gone.
The best situation here would have been Greg does not get snapped. Portillo does get snapped because then you get to miss him. But then he comes back.
Yeah.
Boom.
Now we're into a significant other portion of the list here. Number 16, Alyssa. This is Barrett's wife.
Spared.
Okay, good.
Number
She's
15.
Really good.
She'll take care
Number
of the
15. This is a big one for Kevin. Number 15, Paula. This is Kevin's wife.
All right, here we go. I don't even want to see this one. Oh, fucking thank God.
Spared. Number 14, D. This is Nick's wife.
Either way, she ain't coming, so it don't matter.
Spared by Thanos.
Yeah, she'll be holding it.
D's going to be like the teacher's wife in Far From Home that pretended she got snapped.
Number 13, Tim's fiance Gia.
Oh no.
Gone. Sorry, Tim.
No G.
Oh,
you're single again, Tim. What are you gonna do with it? You're single.
That's not how it works. Sucks. You have to wait 5 years.
You're single.
But do we know that?
We don't know that.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Tim can move on with his life, date somebody else who's broken because their fiance got blinked out of existence. Number 12, my wife Jen.
Oof.
It's a heartbreaker. I don't want to make it anymore. Nor did I probably ever want to make it. I don't know.
Three single guys.
Now we're into the core, full-time, kind of funny group. Number 11, Roger. Slain. Number 10, Snowbike Mike.
Come on, Mikey.
Spared.
Yeah, that
so
party
can take care
on
of, he, can, he can take care of Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Number 9, Blessing, Eddie Oye Jr.
Slain.
This is starting to feel really real, guys.
I know. Taking
force. We'll be so excited to talk to them in the next meeting. Number 8, Cool Greg.
Thank
Spared.
God.
He makes it.
He would
want to
go.
Survive.
He doesn't want this shit. Cool Greg would not want to have to fucking live with like the remaining people freaking out about shit. He'd be like,
dude, Cool Greg would thrive in a snapped universe. Yeah. He'd be tagging everything.
His own kingdom.
Yeah, exactly. All right, number 7, Barrett. There he is, gone. Barrett's gone. But Alyssa survives. So Alyssa now, a single lady.
That's not how it works.
Again, we don't know that, though, if we get blamed.
We don't know.
Yeah. Number 6, Joey. Spared, of course.
Good.
Number 5, Andy Cortez. Blinked.
That's fine.
The big question is if
we'll
so
lose
he
some
gets,
entertainment.
He gets snapped, you know, today. He comes back. He's got snake bites on both eyes. That sucks.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
he doesn't know at all what's going on.
Both eyes from getting bit right in the ocular cavity by the snakes.
Because
so.
We're getting to the point here where it's like, I'm really thinking.
Cavity?
I'm thinking about how much we actually need the skills of these people to like help the situation. And it's one of those things where I feel like Andy is going to be an issue for the living people if he's alive. You know,
why do you think that? Just because he plays too much guitar.
Well, the entertainment is going to be real nice, but like the entertainment is not something we need in.
It's one extra mouth to feed, is what he's saying.
I get
that too.
I get it, but I think without Fran and without Andy, who will occasionally bring an acoustic guitar out? That's the question.
Great point. Great point.
Good question. I mean, the other people have survived.
Yeah, but none of us think it's socially acceptable to occasionally bring acoustic guitar out, so we don't know. I gotta hear someone lightly strumming the wrong letter or notes to a fucking pony.
Hold on 1 second. I need to make sure I ruin someone's reputation online. We're doing Who Survives Thanos Snap on the Kind of Fun. No, it's not you. Kind of Funny podcast. Yeah, podcast period. Andy didn't make it. Joey seems too happy. We're doing Who Survives Thanos Snap on the Kind of Funny podcast.
What the
Andy
fuck?
Didn't make it. Joey seems too happy about it. And then I click send.
That's what Joey clicks send. Hey!
Because if you want to, Kevin, if you can pull up my Twitter there, I can link you, Kev. Why is it always so hard to find assets when I want it in a GIF? There it is. So, like, in the chat, Joey was late to celebrate her unsnapped, not getting snapped. Uh-huh. But then she sent it while we were talking about Andy getting blinked. So, Joey says, thank you, Thanos. And then R20182 says, rest in peace, Andy. Making it look like Joey is, in fact, dancing on Andy's grave.
Wow.
Which is definitely what
betrayed.
I want.
You've been betrayed.
That's what I want. Although then I do love that Joey follows up because she is talking about herself surviving and goes, Thanos knows I have extreme FOMO.
Yeah.
It would drive you insane if you came back and you're like, I've been gone for 5 years.
What I have 5 years worth of stories to catch up on? Yeah, no way.
I would. I'll tell you
take
what,
too long.
I hope I get snapped. I hope I fucking get snapped right
well,
now.
Well, before we get to you, we're at number 4, big dog, Kevin Coelho.
Oh, I'm scared, guys.
I'm a scared.
Oh, fuck, it's bullshit.
Paula is a single lady again, too.
That's not how it works. She'd wait for me.
She doesn't know you're coming back, Kevin.
It doesn't matter. We have an agreement. She'd wait forever, just like I would. God, I miss her.
No, you want it.
I don't believe that.
No, you want it. Number 3, Forbes 30 under 30, a.k.a. the second best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the verified one, at Tim Gettys. Worth pointing out, of course, Gia, his fiance, has already been snapped. She's gone. Does Tim survive, Kevin? Tim gets snapped too.
Thank God.
Thank God. Thank God. Because now I don't need to worry about doing shit. And then I just get to come back and Joey's going to update me on all the gossip of the last 5 years. I'm stoked
about
it.
Think about how fun that actually does work out. That trip to Starbucks is going to be.
It's going
to
be.
What? Every single 5 seconds.
And then they were eating each other in the street? Wow. Wow.
What did the bear do to her?
God, I missed it. Bears now? Crazy.
2 on the list. The producer/seducer, Nick Scarpino.
Come on, Snap. Come on, Snap. Snap me out.
Damn spared. It. You have to wait. You have to hang out
you
here.
Know why that sucks? Things. You know why that sucks? Because I'm going to fucking age 5 years, and Tim's going to be the same fucking age, and then I'm going to be even older.
God, that'd be great.
Fucking Kevin's going to come back 5 years younger, even so, than I am now, and it's going to piss me off.
That's damn awesome. It.
Fuck and you, then, Thanos. You stupid Thanos.me.
Where it all started, number 1, Greg Miller. I was spared as well.
Yeah, assholes.
Nick, we're going to have some awesome podcasts. Assholes. You know what I mean?
Okay, dude. Greg, give me the list of living people.
I'm going to go down I'm going to start at the top and work my way all the way down and tell you everything. I'll go back to where we started, all right? Zac Efron, dead. Lucy James, dead. John Drake, dead. Andrea, alive. Paris Lilly, dead. Imran Khan, dead. Fran Mirabella III, dead. Gary Whitta, dead. Steph Curry, the dog, still alive. Klay Thompson, or Thomas, what is it? I don't even know. It's a basketball player, I know. Klay, one of the Splash Sisters, the dog, dead. Lulu, the dog, alive. Boris, the tortoise, alive. Thomas, the cat, dead. Cecil, alive. Moose, alive. Portillo, alive. Alyssa, alive. Paula, alive. Dee, alive. Gia, dead. Jen, dead. Roger, dead. Snowbike Mike, alive. Blessing, dead. Cool Greg, alive. Barrett, dead. Joey, alive. Andy, dead. Kevin, dead. Tim, dead. Nick, Greg, alive.
So we got 9 humans alive and 6 animals alive.
Sure, sure, sure. the biggest exactly oversight have, here.
Right? No, we had 32.
Yeah, we got up to 32. Here's the biggest problem we got, Nick, right now, as we think about Kind of Funny and what will be known as the Dark 5 years or whatever. Both Kevin and Barrett are dead in our eyes.
Yeah.
So, like, we don't know how to run this stuff well.
Oh, no, at first we were like, this is awesome. And then 2 days later, we're like, oh, that was
now, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Time out. Time out. Joey Noel does say in the chat, this is my dream in all caps. What part is your fucking dream, Joey? Just me and Nick hanging out with you more? We can do that. Don't worry.
We can do that, Joey. We'll come back. Oh,
then she says, give me all the animals, which is still fucked up when you think about it. But okay.
The dream part is that I get all the animals.
Yeah. That
does Joey and the dogs.
By the death of all your friends.
Yeah, but somebody needs to take care of all these animals. Moose has been orphaned.
That's my thing. Like, yeah, you gotta.
How long is he gonna last on the street?
Yeah,
Moose not lasting very long on the street.
You and Cool Greg will have to do like co
tag team thing.
Tag team shit. Yeah. Adoptive godparents.
Yeah.
Good.
It'll be a. We'll work on that. We'll work on that. Sorry about everybody that died, but I'm excited about the animals. Oh, wait,
we got to do my brother's dog, Boy. Kev, can you do one of those? You don't need to bring it up. Just do it and tell us if he lives or dies.
Andy, I'm sorry. You can't talk anymore. You've been snapped.
Andy, we know that you got bit by a snake today. It means a lot that you're trying to get on the show.
It's cool. We can't hear you. I assume your vocal cords have
well, his tongue swelled up after he got bit in the eyes twice. We talked about this.
I'm just absorbing all this information.
Andy, are you aware you didn't make it?
Don't read what anybody says about you on the internet, on Twitter specifically.
Andy, you know that I have a degree in journalism. You know I have a degree in journalism. You can believe what I wrote.
Andy, what if I told you I had another screenshot?
Well, I just said it again.
I heard about Thanos.
Oh, shit. You heard about a lot. Yeah. You didn't make it, Andy.
Did you hear about how excited Joey was that you died?
Joey, what? It turns out, is she comes off all nice and sweet and stuff like that, and like kind-hearted and stuff. Turns out, horrible monster. Wants all of us to die. Wants to just take all of our pets as her own. So sorry, Andy.
Andy, to catch you up, we found out you can do an Airbnb at Tony Stark's cabin from Endgame.
Oh, wow!
But before we decided who gets to go, we had to see if we survived the snap or not. So we found a website that lets us know, and we went through 32 of our closest friends and family, and only 15 of us remain.
Yeah.
Six of them
are animals.
A lot
of them are dogs, yeah.
Nine of them are people. One of them is a tortoise.
Unfortunately, Andy, you are dead. But the reality is you might get to come back in 5 years and be 5 years even younger than me than you are right now.
How dead?
I mean, you got snapped.
Snapped.
You know what I mean?
So not dead at all, kind of just disintegrated.
But again, Kevin, we don't know that. They don't know.
They don't know that. Maybe it's a different universe. We don't know, you know?
I like to
think if this is my reality, you're in the seventh circle of hell right now, Andy, and you're being basically flayed alive for 5 years. And when you come back,
I'm trying to find it.
Subconsciously, you do.
I'm trying to find it.
Yeah. Well, I'm still alive.
Well, it's his now. Greg, do me a favor, and can you just delete everyone's name that got snapped? Because we're all fucking gone.
Right.
Can you just read Andy? The remaining living people that we are relying on to save us.
Sure, and that's what I do want to call out. Cameron Kennedy in the live chat said, the blipped aren't coming back without Kevin, which is an interesting point. We keep saying, they're going to, they'll be back in 5 years. We don't know that if that's 100%. I'm making it pretty for my own eyes. Hold on, I can tell Andy who's
you think Kevin. You think it's make or break that we don't come back unless Kevin is a part of the process?
Well, I think, I like Cameron Kennedy's take, of course, is that, Kevin, very hands-on, very do-it-himself. He can get things done, and he'd be one of the guys to crack the code and fix it. My take on it is that Kevin's small like Ant-Man.
What?
Andy, here's who's still alive. Here's who's still alive. All right, you ready? Andrea Renee. Steph Curry, the dog. Lulu, the dog. Boris, the tortoise. Cecil, the dog. Moose, the dog. Portillo, the dog. Alyssa, Paula, D. Snowbike Mike, Cool Greg, Joey, Nick, and Greg.
So all the animals, pretty much?
Yeah, animals most made it out really good here. They made it out really, really well.
But one of the Splash Sisters is gone.
Yeah, we lost Clay. Yeah, Nick Scarpino, kindoffunny.com.
I don't want to sound insensitive, Greg, but so at the risk of sounding insensitive, can I get dibs on Andy's 3080? Can I have that?
Cool. Of course. Now this is
I'm giving it to a friend, Nick. Sorry.
You don't know you're getting snapped. You didn't know you're getting snapped.
You didn't know you're getting snapped. Is it in your will? Did you make a living will?
Are you in
a trust?
I said anybody but Scarpino.
Wow. I was gonna say this living will, right? It's just something you said on Twitch, right? You're like, clip this out. This is my living will.
So either you're friends with the entire world but me, or you just really don't want me to have that 3080 and continue on the legacy of clicking heads.
I have a question.
We're pretty fucked.
The question I have is simple, ladies and gentlemen, is would you want to live, would you in this situation, would you want to be snapped or would you not want to be snapped? But before we go around and get a bunch of answers, and Andy, I want you to turn on your camera too, you coward. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors. This episode of the Kinda Funny Podcast is brought to you by The Blessing Show. That's right over on YouTube.com/KindaFunnyGames. There's a brand new show called The Blessing Show where Blessing breaks down what's up. He just put up a brand new episode called Next Gen 4 Months Later. I wanted to get the actual name right, but then by looking at it, I still screwed up. Next Gen 4 Months Later, where he talks about the 4 months since the release of the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X/S. This is one of the few shows we do that is exclusively only on YouTube, so it would really mean a lot if you guys went over to YouTube.com/KindaFunnyGames, checked out the 4 episodes that are up so far. Again, I know so many of you are audio-only listeners. It would mean a lot to us if you went and checked out this show. Like, subscribe, share, leave it a thumbs up, share it with your friends, tweet it, all that jazz. Right now they're on an every other week schedule for putting these out, and I say they because this is both Blessing and one of the newest hires, I guess, Roger Pokorny, the editor we brought in to do cool shit with us. And this is a very cool show with a lot of fun gags and a lot of different things. It's more than just a video essay show. It's a visual treat in the land of visual delights. So, like I said, The Blessing Show is available now, 4 episodes up on YouTube.com/KindaFunnyGames. So go check it out. And if you're wondering, Greg, why was your left arm behind your back this entire time? Let me tell you, brother, it's because I thought at some point I would use it as a reference and say, see, Kevin said I couldn't do the ad with the hand tied behind my back. But then Kevin was going to be like, I didn't say that at all. I never said that. Because he didn't. I had the whole conversation up here, but and then I was going to tell it about you.
I did think it. I was like, there's no way he did his hand back there the whole time.
I fucking did it the whole time behind my back. Just like Doomsday. We were looking for Doomsday when he showed up in the comics to kill Superman. Remember, he had an arm tied behind his back before he broke out. Turned out it was a funeral thing. That's they buried him like that. A little bit of Doomsday knowledge for you. Turn on your camera, Andy.
Do you need my camera?
Yeah, it's a better show for everybody if they can see. Why don't you like being on camera? You're on camera all day.
Pantsless right now.
I'm just you trying to save it up to be on camera tomorrow? Tomorrow night? You got 12 hours tomorrow?
I gotta be honest, Andy.
We're back from the end.
Your profile picture on Discord is like,
I love it.
My least favorite picture of you in existence.
And like,
it's the worst because when you don't have your cam on,
it's an emote.
It's just an emote of you, but like, just on a big rectangle. So you look like a fucked up, like dark, gritty version of face from Nick Jr.
You know, like how the fan arts always take things from our childhood and make them really realistic looking?
That's it.
Yeah. I know.
Scary shit, man. Scary.
Andy Cortez, would you want to live or would you want to be snapped?
I mean, I don't know what feeling snapped is like. I
don't think it hurts.
It's a blank.
For me, it's the question isn't at all about the pain. The question is like, would you want to live through 5 years of fuck? The world just drastically changed and is never coming back and everything's falling apart and we have to go to they put all these cars in Yankee Stadium or whatever because we're not doing anything. Or would you want to be like, you open your eyes and you're like, oh, hey, everybody, and 5 years is gone. Some people are here, some people aren't. You've been legally declared dead. It's a nightmare with the IRS.
I'm the same age, right?
Yeah. You're as old as you are right now, or when you get snapped.
Man, I'm thinking about, the upsides to being the same age, right? Yeah. Like all these NBA athletes that are my age right now will be older and kind of out of their prime and I have a step on them, right? I have the advantage.
Yeah,
but like the NBA kept going. You know what I mean? Like there's new players you don't know about that are just as young and as strong as the old.
No, not in the pandemic.
MLB
stopped. Didn't keep going.
They got snapped.
Unless they got smaller, maybe.
Probably.
Did they not?
What do you mean, like Ant-Man?
No, remember, like, they open up Endgame, and they're, like, 5 years later, and then we go by, I think it's Yankee Stadium, but it might have Met Stadium, one of the stadiums, and it's got a bunch of cars parked in it.
Yeah, they get smaller stadiums. Baseball's not played as big.
They're half a team anyway.
They'd get smaller stadiums. You think that's how they fix it?
They changed the sport.
Baseball's not played as big.
You know what I mean? Less people to go to these. Let's go to the.
He's right. But you would have literally half the attendance, right? So you wouldn't need such a big stadium.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, which means, guys,
pre-built stadium.
That's no, they're not like it's. If tomorrow, if this happened, it's. And I know I'm mixing sports here, but stay with me. If this happened tomorrow for us, the solution wouldn't be, well, all right, football has to continue. So 49ers, you're not playing in Santa Clara anymore. Go play in Kezar Stadium. You're like, that's not what the solution would be.
Okay, yeah, not like they're dealing tomorrow, with, but like a year, 2 years from now, there's going to be someone that's going to stand up and be like, hey, you know what? I want a football league. We're going to bring back the NFL. And they're going to do it.
Here's what I'm saying. Like, I see where Kevin's coming from because I think the dude who has the keys to the stadium got snapped. Doesn't have the keys anymore.
Lost. Oh, shit. They can't even get in. They have to build a new one.
So the now, real quick, cars, before we get more into
this, spare key to this
DJ Kento in the live chat says it looked like it sucked for Spidey, talking about the snap, where I said the snap was painless and it looked like it sucked for Spidey.
It was confusing.
The interpretation there, right, was that everybody else just fell away and didn't realize what was happening. Wasn't in pain. Spidey had the Spidey sense. So he was like, mortal danger. Yeah. He knew something bad was happening, but he didn't know how to process it. Everybody else is like, oh, I just fought.
The only
you, MCU the only, fan number one, Greg. Good for
you, everybody. MCU, yeah, like, Greg Miller. That right, Grover. Give me five.
That showed any type of like real understanding of it were Spider-Man and Scarlet Witch. Drax and Groot both kind of like knew it was happening, and they're like talking to Vince, like, what the fuck, like, what's going on? But
yeah, nobody
Wanda,
was like, ah!
Wanda was like, she was at peace with it. And yeah, Spider-Man was like, oh shit, something's going on, it's bad. So yeah, I'd like to die.
Would I want to be I'm snapped? Not gonna be I would say no, because I could use the snap as an excuse for anything that I didn't want to do.
Yeah. Just like COVID, like you use now. I'm like, hey, let's play some Warzone safely from COVID. Our own places. You're like, bro, COVID.
Can't do it.
Can't do it, bro. I think that I would want to do whatever happened to D.
Yeah.
So if she was here, I'd be like, I'm sticking around with you. If she got snapped, I'd be like, snap me out. Let's go. Snap me out. I wouldn't want to live 5 years not knowing. That would be like horrible.
100%. That's what happened to me in this snap situation where Jen's gone. I'm still here. You have D, at least in this snap, you know, universe here. You made it. You guys both made
again,
it. That's
again, she's still staying home. I'm still in this cabin by myself. That hasn't changed at all.
Sure.
There's no way she's doing like a 6-hour drive or a flight with any of us for that long just to stay in the cabin with everyone. But God bless her. I don't think I wouldn't want to live without that. As to whether or not if we came as a unit, that would be the tough one, right? Because you're living through like probably five of the hardest years in like human existence.
Yeah.
And you're going to be different. You're not, there's nothing you can do that could keep you. Whereas like everyone else gets to just go away and like the next second they're back and they're like, well, that was weird. What the fuck happened? It's like sneezing. And then everyone, all their friends that remain for 5 years are fucking shell shocked and like shells of who they used to be. Yeah. I don't know. That'd be tough.
Kevin, give me a quick, I need you to quickly snap Hideo Kojima. What's happening? Is he making it out of this or is he going to?
Oh, gosh. Thank you.
And that's the thing. You think about how far back the video game industry is going to be set.
Yeah,
you know?
That's the thing.
Like, do I want to be alive? Either way, I'm fucked. Do I want to live through 5 years of not that many games, a lot of shitty games, no games?
He was what spared. Happened? He was spared.
Okay, good. Good. Okay, I got that going for me at least. You know?
He'll figure it out.
But then I come back and guess what? Like, that'd be the problem. I'd come back out of it 5 years later. It'd be the wait, wait. I'd be like, oh my God, this is so exciting. First things first, let's see the Snyder Cut. Talk to me about where we're at with video games. What, you know, did God of War 2? And everybody's like, no, moron, a whole bunch of people got snapped. None of that happened. And I was like, oh my God, snap me again, but just me. You know what I mean? Snap me 5 years, let you guys catch up, and then I'll come back and have the hangs.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you think Buffalo Wings probably a delicacy. You know what I mean? Like the guy who ran the chicken farm, he got blinked. He's all out of place.
I mean, there's, for every guy that runs a chicken farm, there's probably another guy that runs a chicken farm. So I think you're going to be okay.
But the supply, I mean, look at COVID, the supply chain. You know what I mean? That was the big thing that got us.
No, I mean, you'd theoretically have the same level of resources, right? It would just be more difficult to deliver them because of all the congestion, all the cars and shit left over. That was like most haunting in the trailer. And when you saw that shot, you're like, yeah, I guess you just couldn't get half the fucking cars on the road today. You'd have to like move them. It would take a really, really long time. That would be horrible.
Think of all the doctors that get snapped. They'd have to like train me. I'd be up there learning how to do.
I could see you, Andy. I'd be like, Andy, I got this thing on my hand.
I would love nothing more than Andy Cortez in a lab coat right now and just in the room, and somebody's like, yeah, Doc, you know, my shoulder's hurting. Andy's like, I don't know, man.
Bro.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
Andy would be the fucking dad from my big fat Greek wedding where he's just spraying everything
Windex.
Yeah.
he's spraying some Windex on it. It'll be fine. Can you cough on my hand? Like, why?
Listen, man, I'm trying to help you. I don't know.
That was a breathalyzer test. They were testing to see if he was drunk.
Have you tried a talkie? Have a talkie.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember
bag of flaming hot fries?
Do you remember in Far From Home when Peter gets on the United airplane? Don't ever forget. And they're looking at the in-flight entertainment, and he's like looking at all the different like movies that they can watch, and they're all like in-universe fake movies.
And like
I'm just looking it up now. One of them was a documentary called The Snap. One of them was a documentary called Finding Wakanda. One was Hunting Hydra, and then Nova with Dr. Eric Selvig. So it's like taking real things from the real world, but like putting their fake characters in or whatever.
Yeah.
But I love the idea that one day we might get that documentary on Disney Plus, The Snap. And it's like just taking place of all the real world shit that's going off awesome. From all this stuff, but like, I don't need it to be like whatever. Just
a 30-minute episode,
a fake documentary that is like going through and like discussing all the shit. Does Andy need to be a doctor?
It would actually be really cool if they treated that like a what if, like if they got real economists and like engineers and people and were like, hey, what would happen if this really happened? What would be the bigger problems that we have to face? And do that as like a interesting test case scenario. That'd be fucking really cool.
They could like interview, I guess, because I want real actors in this movie or in this fake documentary. I want Leonardo DiCaprio. I want Michael B. Jordan, but they're also kind of just super linked to actual shows. Well, like Michael B. Jordan is or whatever.
We save the elephants finally. We finally save the elephants. Like, good job, Leo. Good job.
I'd want it to be full on in universe, and I'd want it to be like
they take it extremely seriously. It's not a mockumentary; it's a documentary about. It's a fake documentary, and like going through and like whoever wasn't like all the scientists we know from the movies that weren't snapped. It's them talking and
You know who gets interviewed?
Jimmy,
fucking Kevin Bacon, dude.
Oh my
Kevin
God.
Bacon gets interviewed.
He is a character in the MCU.
He's a real character in the MCU.
I mean, think about all the movies that get referenced by Guardians and by Spider-Man. Like these are, it's not like they have their own entertainment. They are kind of like, watched movies with Robert Downey Jr.,
right.
You know?
Yeah. Empire Strikes Back is in the MCU, which means Harrison Ford and Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher are alive in the MCU. Wow.
I mean, they could always be recast in those movies. You never know. You know what I mean?
Right.
Multiverse. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, Tim, I would adore that. I would be so fucking happy to do that. You know, that if they went that weird with it. Because, yeah, these are the cool. First off, I think that's easy, quote, content for right now. You know what I mean? Of stuff of like, let's do, you can use so much footage from the movies that makes it look like newsreel footage and yada, yada, yada. But like real conversations in a fake universe about what happened. That'd be fucking dope as shit. Nick,
I'm not saying that someone with 1.32 million Twitter followers should tweet this at Kevin Feige right now and take total credit for it and cut the rest of us out of this.
And
but
say,
I'm
hey, if
saying,
you do this, you can't. That's mine.
Even though we got it from them.
And it's their property.
From their shit.
If you end up really doing this, we all want to be executive producers on it.
I would love to see Greg calling up Kevin Feige and be like, hey, I have rights to this Snap documentary. All right, it's my idea.
Hey,
but there are characters.
It was literally, as Tim mentioned,
it's in our universe.
It was I mean, maybe Sony owns it forever, but I think it's still a thing that's going on. Yeah.
I just want to be in the place where you pitch the name for it, where it's like, do we fucking call it Snapple? What do we call it? Like,
it already exists. It's called The Snap.
The Snap.
It's in their universe. Peter Parker could have watched it.
Well, I mean, I guess that trait. One of my favorite, and we can be vague about it, because it's not spoilers for WandaVision, but it is things that happen in WandaVision if you want to. But I love watching the characters of WandaVision talk about the events we've seen in the world, whether it be Endgame, whether it be just other stuff that's happened in other movies. I love that. And I love, especially in today's episode, no spoilers, just the conversation that goes on about like trying to catch people up on what's going on.
You know, an interesting thing that I thought about a couple days ago? Because so Far From Home is the only thing we've seen since Endgame besides WandaVision, right?
Yeah.
Far From Home is months after Endgame. Yeah. WandaVision's not.
WandaVision... Wait, I thought Far From Home was longer than it was farther out than Endgame was. That doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry. I thought it was further out than months. It's only months?
Well, okay. I mean, it's less than a year. But either way, like it is summer, significantly longer than WandaVision. So
yeah.
Whatever happens in WandaVision, unless there's Easter eggs we haven't seen, we don't know their ramifications in Far From Home.
That's honestly somebody on the internet called this out, and I thought that's where I'm getting that. I thought there was more time, but it doesn't matter because we're in the same argument conversation about it that I found fascinating. And again, there's two ways of thinking with it ever of, oh man, you're overanalyzing that because we've all overanalyzed comic book movies for years, even before MCU, right? But then there's the, are we overanalyzing it, or is MCU so fucking good that they could actually be doing that?
And there's no way we're overanalyzing.
Let me pick the point I'm going to. The point was that this other person made on the internet was that in Spider-Man Far From Home, right, Mysterio says he's from another dimension and no one bats an eye. No one's like, that's outrageous. What are you talking about? You're from another dimension of existence, right? And so does that mean that, WandaVision is going to introduce the multiverse in a way that people understand and get, so that months later when Mysterio's like, yeah, I came from another Earth, everybody's like, no, that makes sense. Yeah, we knew about that fucking thing that happened over there in Westfield.
That makes a lot of sense. And especially with the post credits of Far From Home being Nick Fury with the whole sword stuff.
Yeah.
It's like that ties it into this, and with Secret Invasion coming as a property on Disney Plus. Very cool stuff. My question for you though, Greg. And this is something I was thinking about. I think I was talking to Kev about this. Do you think that the MCU either already is or will be the definitive Marvel universe at any point? Because forever it's 616, the comics, that's the gold standard. The Ultimate Universe kind of did a reimagining. The MCU is a similar type of reimagining. But I honestly think that we've already hit a point that it is... This is kind of the canon of it all, and there's going to come a point where it all gets, there's just way too much convoluted shit. Sure. It's going to turn into what comics are, but like with way too much lineage and history and stuff. But what do you think?
100%. Like I just think that, like, you know, the what defines 616 or comic books or whatever as, hey, oh, that's the definitive thing, is that the other versions that have come around, whether it be a cartoon or a movie before the MCU, weren't that good. They weren't as good as the source material, right? And part of that is arguable, because obviously when you sit there and you go, man, Spider-Man Blue's fantastic, this is, you can pull up a bunch of Spider-Man books that sucked and didn't make any sense or whatever. Like, that's part of the reason comics are so
brand new day
off. Oh god, don't even get me started. So off-putting, right, to the mainstream of like, cool, you want to jump in and you're at Action Comics 481. Like, what the fuck? How do I even wrap my head around what the hell's going on? And there's, you know, you're only getting 22 pages or whatever, so you're not getting a full story and yada yada yada. Like, I know we've talked about it in various conversations, and I don't know how much shows. Jen and I are doing the rewatch of MCU right now. We're doing it in the MCU timeline order. So like, we watched, you know, the movies out of order, and we just did Avengers two nights ago. So we're making
2012.
Yeah, exactly. And like watching those early movies again, which again, I've watched them multiple times, but in terms of a rewatch in order, watch everything. Like, you know, we're not like, we got to Thor and it was like, we got to, let's go. And then, not that we don't like Thor, but obviously, you know, Ragnarok's coming and you'd rather get to like the more fun stuff or whatever. Watching these movies again, like, it's not shocking by any stretch of the imagination, but even Avengers, of like the budgets and some of the character interactions, like, oh man, that was a weird scene, or that's that, or blah, blah, blah. And it's because we know where they're going and how it all builds on each other. But even then, like, watching, you know, Avengers, the original one here, where, like, you know, I totally missed, like, I know, obviously, you know, when we get to Endgame and Hulk's like, I'll give it to me. I got to do it, right? I feel like my life's been building this kind of thing, right? Like, I had totally missed the conversation, or forgotten about the conversation he has with Steve in Avengers, where Steve's trying to lay it on him of like, hey, man, maybe these kind of things are, and he's like, what, a gift? Like, they're for some kind of purpose? And he's like, what's the purpose? He's like, I don't know. And it's like such a throwaway thing there of trying to calm this guy down of like his shitty lot in life, but then to know where it's actually going to pay off in an end game of like, this is what my life's been building to. I'm the only one who can do it. Like, the MCU is, I can't, you can't overstate how amazing the MCU is. And just like the to watch all of these again, to go back and do that. And I know we've talked about it in the reviews of watching Iron Man and how great that was, but even in the back of your head of watching Iron Man, knowing they were going to as an Avengers, like they'll never get there. It won't work if they do, yada, yada, yada. And now we're 22 plus films in. Every week it revolves around getting to Friday to watch a WandaVision. We have, Falcon, Winter Soldier. We have Loki. We have What If. Like, and even the fact that What If exists, even the fact that Wanda's so crazy, even the fact that you can sit there and be like, there's actually probably a good chance they'd make that documentary about the snap, right? Everybody loves Jimmy Woo in this one. There's already conversations about maybe we do make an X-Files kind of show with him out there. Dude, it's like, holy fucking shit, this is amazing that we live in a time. And it's like, it's so crazy even for me as, and I know fanboyism is so stupid, obviously. But, you know, we usually talk about it in a video game way. But I remember when MCU started. And I'm saying it wasn't even MCU yet, but it was Marvel movies were happening. And I remember at the time Poe being so like, you're actually watching those? I know you hate Marvel because I was like ride or die DC growing up, right? And so like to be where now where there's like, not that I would be a fanboy about it, but just the fact of like, this is the most amazing shit happening. This has made me into a comic, a fan of these characters. We talked ad nauseum about how like Captain America did nothing for me growing up when I tried to read his books. And even the movies didn't, seeing them every few years didn't work for me until I watched them all in a line. I was like, holy shit, like, I love this guy. I love what Chris Evans does with this character. Like, in terms of, yes, I think the MCU is the definitive Marvel universe now and will be for years to come as they continue, you hope, to build on it. But inevitably, I don't know. You think inevitably it'll get to a breaking point where they'll have to be like, it's all fucked up, reboot it, let's get a new Iron Man, let's get a new thing. But if they keep this universe going, because even when you talk about it, and I know I'm just ranting, and I'm sorry, everybody, but even when you talk about it of like, the problem with comic books is that there's such a barrier to entry. There's so many things to do or see or read before you get there. Even saying at one point, yeah, there's 50 films in this universe that you'd need to see to understand it. You assume most people will have already seen it or started or gone for it. If you're a kid, you're going to love growing up on it. You know, I talk to Jen about it all the time. I'm like, if we ever start having kids, they're going to grow up in the best fucking timeline, at least for what a kid I was, of like, yep, here's unlimited superhero content that you can go and you can engage with and you can find your favorites and go for. I'm sorry, I ranted for a long time.
No, you're right, though.
I think the most important thing there is realize that kids today are spoiled.
100%.
That's what I took from that.
That's what I was telling her. I was like, can you imagine like how hard it was for me to find Superman content, let alone superhero content that, and like you have to wake up and see it at a certain point in time, and like hopefully it's on TV or your parents record it. Now it's all digital. It's all on all these subscription services at your fingertips. Like, I hope that by the time we start having kids and they get old enough to appreciate any of this, they don't look back at Iron Man and be like, ugh. None of this holds up. Like, it's like, you know, my dad would try to show me black and white movies he loved and be like, oh my God, this is terrible. I know the effects won't, but hopefully the beats and characters and excitement will stick with it. But who knows?
I just hope Kevin Feige doesn't get tired. That's my biggest fear is that one day Kevin Feige is like, I'm just kind of done with this. I'm just like, you know, I've done a lot.
Well, they tried to poach him for Star Wars, right? Wasn't there that talk where they were like, come over to help us out with Star Wars? And he was like, no, I'm not dealing with that at all. That might have just been rumors. I can't remember. Tim could probably comment more than I can.
Kevin Feige will do a Star Wars project, but I don't think he's going to oversee a bunch of shit. And I don't think he'll ever get tired because I think he just cares too much. Like, he is a fucking nerd through and through, and he's just in this shit where it's like he wants to see these storylines, these classic storylines be adapted in a way that is fresh and new. And like, honestly, it's one of those things where I don't think this is always the case, but I do think that more often than not, what we've seen the MCU are better, tighter, more coherent iterations of stories that we're either familiar with or know exist. Like, reading through the comic war, sure, it was a lot bigger scale than the movie, but the movie made a lot more sense and the movie was a lot more enjoyable from start to finish. And even with WandaVision, like, for years we've talked about how dope the Vision comics are and House of M and all this stuff. The show so far is absolutely killing it, I think far and away better than the comics. Obviously couldn't have happened without the comics, that's important to note, but I think that we're just in such a great place that there is this established lore that they can kind of look at and be like, okay, cool, this is great, but what are the flaws that we can fix as well? And I think that's why it kind of works as well as it does.
One of my things of, you know, Kevin Feige not getting tired or whatever, I do trust him so much because he's proven what he's doing here, you know, how he can build a universe and keep his eye on it, that I would imagine the team or the person he would bring in or whoever he's working with would be not, it's hard to say as good, you know what I mean, but have the right mindset for it. Like, I don't think you'd get worried if he was removed by Disney and they brought up somebody else, right? Like, mm-hmm. you would hope that they don't want to kill the golden goose, so they're like, whoever you're looking at and whoever gets it can come in and do that. In the same way, you know, like you, in a much smaller scale, right? Kind of funny, like one day won't be me, Nick, and Tim in front of all the cameras, but you would have hoped we would have brought in so many smart people, you know what I mean? And good people and people that, you know, would work in that universe that they would be in the same line of thinking as we are.
I was just kind of assuming we'd sell to IGN and they'd slowly kill the brand. One of the fun things.
I mean, I'll sell it to the highest bidder and let him kill the brand. You know what I mean? Claus and Pickles, you listening? How
about that? Claus, you want to influence your arm of your pickle business?
Claus and Pickles.
KP. No, but I mean, Claus and Pickles.
Tim, you have to imagine that, like, at a certain point, though, it's just going to get too complex, right? Like, all of the different continuity they have to keep is just going to be so hard to deal with, right?
But not if the entire world's keeping up. Right, I guess like that. True. Like that's kind of the crazy part of this is, you know, people are fucking watching records just being broken. Every movie, like we're at a point. I mean, obviously pre-pandemic, but a $1 billion movie was becoming a metric of just like standard. Where it's like yeah. they're looking at that, and they're like, yeah, we expect this to hit $1 billion. You know, like Captain Marvel hit $1 billion. A Spider-Man movie hit $1 billion. Like it's not just the Endgames. Black fucking Panther hit $1 million. Like. That's the power of this. That's the amount of people watching now, especially with Disney Plus, is it's, you know, millions and millions of subscribers just keep growing and it's going to continue. Like, I don't know. It's like, it's one of those things where the, you know, Greg kind of was talking about how crazy it is. We're getting what if we're already in this multiverse world and the general audience understands, like, people aren't going to stop watching if the quality maintains and every single thing they've shown us makes me believe that quality is going to maintain. They're making all the right calls in terms of showrunners, in terms of directors, in terms of like all this stuff. It just seems so well thought out and well oiled. Like it's interesting to me though, because, you know, we have the luxury to look back now and we weren't all always as stoked as we are now. Like phase three really is what changed this, where we started looking back and being like, oh my God, from phase one on, they've just been killing it. Cause phase two overall was like kind of a dud. And like there was exceptions to that. Guardians was in phase two.
Was Ultron in phase two?
Ultron was in phase two. And I'll never forget watching Ultron with Greg and us walking out and being like, it's just that the magic's gone. It's just not there.
It was another Avengers film, which is great, Avengers. But it didn't hit this thing. Yeah.
And then to think where we got with phase three, where we got things like fucking Ragnarok and Civil War and Endgame and Infinity War and all this stuff, where it's like the game is so changed that we look at Captain Marvel and are kind of like, eh. And it's like, that's crazy. Because phase two was such a weird moment where I remember, you know, we got Iron Man 3, we got Thor 2, we got like some of these aren't like the hitters, right? And I remember sitting in the car with Kev after Days of Future Past when we saw it in theaters, and we're having a conversation about like how these movies are treating their releases more like episodic TV content than they are like actual movie content. And that was a novelty then. Now it's just the standard. But we're kind of comparing the X-Men universe and the Marvel universe. And at that point in time, X-Men felt like they were on a better path than MCU. Because Days of Future Past, when it came out, was awesome. And it like solved the problems of X-Men. Whereas we were getting the Thor 2s and Iron Man 3s and Age of Ultrons that at the time felt like, oof, this is okay, but it's not really that special anymore. And like I'm just so happy that they not only... were we wrong to think that because they were setting up the building blocks to get to where we're at now? But we also see where the Fox universe went, which is, good Lord, the movie after Days of Future Past sucked.
Hey, you want to talk about not knowing why something's happening to you, like Greg's point with the Hulk quote. Maybe everything happens for a reason, man. Maybe those Fox universe movies needed to go downhill so we can get them back in the family. Yeah. Greg, on your earlier point, you'll appreciate this. I'm reading Richard Donner's biography.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, he has the
he directed
the chapter,
Superman, of course.
He did Superman, also the Lethal Weapon franchises with my two.
Never heard of it.
And Goonies, which are my touchstones for him.
Never heard of it.
But he talked about, you want to talk about like a different era, Tim. Mm-hmm. When they pitched him, or when he got the script for Superman, it was like 400 pages, written by Mario Puzo, who wrote The Godfather. And he was like, it was basically, yeah. So the original draft of it, they went out to him and they were like, you just knocked it out of the park with like Godfather. You're a great writer. Like, hey, can you do a draft on this? He turned in 400 pages, which was apparently unshootable. And a lot of it was, Donner was like, we need to rewrite this. And the producers were like, why? It's great. He goes, because this is basically the Batman movie. And they're like, yeah, it's going to be great. Campy and zany and like full of tongue in cheek things. And he goes, that's not Superman. He's like, that's not going to work. And he goes, I grew up reading Superman comic books. And he was like, the one fundamental thing that I was like, if either you say yes to this or I'm walking, is that we have to treat Superman with respect. We have to do this straight. And like, we have to basically have a level of like reality and verisimilitude in this. Otherwise it just won't work. And they had like to think that the perception of those characters before that movie came out was, these are kids' things that kids play with. And then Superman comes out and like it just inspires everyone. It's just bonkers. And I think a lot of people, like, I'm sure people give Richard Donner credit where credit's due for that. But man, like, looking back at that thing, that is the moment that started this whole thing for all of us, I think.
It's crazy.
Did you guys see this thing of the new Supergirl getting cast today? Yeah. For the Flash movie, that video is so awesome, fun,
man.
I don't know how to say her last name, but Sasha Calle, I would say Calle, Calle. Yeah, but her video of her finding out about it's really fantastic. Let alone the fact that she is not what I think that you'd think of as your traditional Supergirl. It's pretty amazing to see, and then see her reaction, and then actually, you know. Again, you want to talk about somebody doing something completely different and trying to figure out what the MCU is doing to see DCEU, right? And see what this Flashpoint's going to do of having Michael Keaton in there as Batman, a new Supergirl in there. What's going to happen? She tested with Ezra Miller, too. So people are saying, like, you know, like their chemistry is going to be important of how much she's in there and how much is going on to it. Like, to the overall point of how amazing it is to be a superhero comic book fan right now, yeah. But I also think you, as a comic book fan, you're definitely talking about just mainstream pop culture. Yeah, it's funny too, Nick, you know, we're talking about like if MCU is now the Marvel universe that people think of, which I do think it is. I remember, you know, when we'd be going to Comic-Con for IGN, and I remember that pull of Comic-Con going from being a comic book convention to being this entertainment juggernaut,
extension of the studio's arm.
And I remember when it was like the first time the banners went up in San Diego for Comic-Con. We were walking around, they said, you know, celebrating the popular arts or whatever. It's like, what are you talking about? And now you're there and you get it, right? I think of like that was seeing all of this turn out, that comic books and that culture and world becoming, you know, the mainstream and becoming the movie industry. And, you know, I remember back in the day, people talking about the bottom falling out of it and when that would happen. And I don't know, as long as they continue to maintain their steam and be good, I think it'd be there. But gentlemen, I have a question about all this from King Vin, who wrote into patreon.com/kindoffunny, just like you can. It says, with WandaVision being interesting as hell and us not knowing where the show is going to end up, can we talk and speculate about where and how the MCU is going to go for the next 5 years with all the projects we know are coming? Tim, you keep your finger on the pulse more than any of us. And I want to...
this is way more than an end of the fucking kind of funny podcast on a Friday conversation for me. Okay.
Do you want to leave it there? I mean, I think we've been having such a great MCU conversation.
I'd rather hear what you guys think, because I do think I'm a little bit too ingrained.
Yeah, but I think it's, you know, we're talking about like the snap. Oh, that could happen. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I think to let you know where I'm at in terms of, I think anything can fucking happen with the MCU, especially when you look back. Like, remember we had Luis Medina on this podcast, or maybe the Game Over Greggy show, to pitch MCU ideas. And one of the things we pitched was What If? And I think we pitched as animated, right?
Animated with Deadpool hosting it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And like, that's not 100% happening, but happening.
It's the Watcher hosting it, which is an even better call than what we had.
Like, you get now to let you know where, like, how unpredictable and how I think sky's the limit for it. During the Super Bowl, after the Captain America, or I'm sorry, after Winter Soldier and Falcon and Winter Soldier spot, they immediately went into an ad for that private space flight that I had kind of heard about, but not heard enough about clearly, because it started happening and I sprung up in my seat. And Jen's like,
Fantastic Four.
I thought it was Fantastic Four because their logo is that blue fucking four or whatever. And I was like, holy. And then I was like, wait. And Jen's like, that's a real thing that billionaires do. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I thought that's how they were announcing it, that they were making a fake commercial for this space flight and going to be like this team of four, you know, Reed Richards, Sue Storm, Ben Grimm. I was like, holy fuck. And it wasn't. But I'm like, that's where I'm at right now, that even with WandaVision, at any second, I expect Professor X to be able to show up. They turn a corner and like that's what, you know, that there's some crazy fucking thing like that's going to happen. So to think about the next 5 years of King Vin, or for King Ving, it gets interesting because of pandemic and how many movies are stuck in the pipeline right now with Black Widow and then all the other Disney Plus stuff and Spider-Man and yada, yada, yada. I see the multiverse cracking wide open. Like, I think that's the thing that's going to happen. I think mutants obviously are the big thing they bring in, Fantastic Four before or shortly around there. And then I think it leads us to the next big event being Avengers versus X-Men, IMO.
I think that's way far out.
You think so? Is it Skrulls before?
Yeah, if I had to bet, so I know I said I wasn't going to do this, but just I promise I'll keep it quick, that if I had to bet of where this is going, because we already know the movie lineup for so long, and they can't add more movies. Like, there's just not enough spots for them to release them, even if they keep getting shifted back. And even the Disney Plus lineup is fairly stacked up until 2022, so we're talking about past that. We already know a Fantastic Four movie's happening that year. So working backwards from that, I do think we get through this set and slate of movies and stuff. I think there'll be references to some mutants and references potentially to Fantastic Four elements or all that stuff throughout them. But what I really hope we see is in Falcon and Winter Soldier, some storyline, not the main storyline, but some storyline is they're working through some version of the Weapon X, Weapon Plus stuff. Like, so it's not actually referencing Wolverine. He's not in it, but it's like, okay, cool. We're starting to get the elements. They're all here. But the dream for me, and especially now that they announced Ryan Coogler is going to be working on and have his hand in multiple Disney Plus shows, I'm hoping that we get a Ryan Coogler helmed, or at least show ran, X-Men show, where we are treating it a lot more like Harry Potter, and it is very much, these are kids growing up in a school. And sometimes crazy things happen, but it's not all the time. It's more about the characters. It's more about getting us to know the dynamics between freaking Cyclops and Jean Grey, so we actually give a shit, you know, when things happen. And then leave it to the movies to have
the action, the
big ass things. When we get Apocalypse, when we get, you know, all the things, the Phoenix Saga and all that shit. I want a whole bunch of those. But like, I think that an X-Men ongoing TV show, not a one-off season, an ongoing TV show is the way to go with mutants in the MCU.
This is all so wild because, like, up until MCU, we were just so used to superhero franchises being rebooted and rebooted, not because they felt like they failed, but it's just, oh, it's time for a new version. It's time for a new Batman. It's time for a new Spider-Man. Does that ever happen? Does the MCU ever do this?
It'll have to. And I think it'll be a reboot, but in a more fun way. It won't be a dire way. It'll just be like they've ran out of stories and they've told their new stories. And they're like, cool, let's start it over with a new kind of tweak. I mean, it's like the Ultimate Universe, where it's like it could exist next to, but I do think that at some point we'll get a like refresh, go back, start it all over and make it a little bit more modern. Because we look at MCU as like, oh, it's modern, but in 20 years, 2012 is not going to feel modern anymore.
Yeah, it's going to be really old.
Well, I mean, even now, it's what we always joked around about even in review, but watching it now in 2021 on this rewatch, like, you know, the phones they're using, right? And the fact that they're not even like touch screen in the beginning and a few things like that. They're still on Blackberries and pagers and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, I think, it'll be interesting to see if they go the way eventually and not stick with me. I'm not sticking up for it. But the DC way, where they never reboot the MCU. It's never like we're snapping it, it's all done. It is the fact that they've introduced multiverses, so they're finally like, we are doing this ultimate run, and it is a new Cap, it is a new Iron Man. They're doing their adventures. And then every so often, if they want to, they're coming back to whatever Ironheart's doing in the main MCU, whatever, you know, the next generation of heroes are doing and how that's all evolved and changed and left that open in the same way now DC's trying to fuck around with that shit. We'll see how they do and yada, yada, yada. But I definitely think MCU could do whatever the fuck they want. And I hope they do. I hope they keep going. Because goddamn, it's a fun ride right now.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's your Kind of Funny podcast. It was a fun, Marvel-filled one. Andy, you were fantastic throughout. Thank you for joining us. I'm glad you recovered from your snake bite eyes. We were worried about you. But
oh,
you
my came eyes got...
They bit you both. Yeah, both eyes got bit by a snake.
Two snakes.
Yeah. No, just one snake.
Wow, you know, really quick.
Double heads.
Yeah, real quick. I mean, you know how fast snakes are. Hydra. You've seen it. I told you to shake off that bed before you get into it, but you didn't want to listen. And then right behind that, peep, psh, psh, gotcha. That's how they get you. Of course, the show isn't fully over. You can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny to get the post show we're about to record. Over there, you can ask us questions, just like King Vin did. You could be watching live, just like Omega Buster is, DJ Kento is, Mark Freeman is. And of course, you can get it ad-free. If you have no bucks to toss our way, it's no big deal. YouTube.com/kindoffunny. Podcast services around the globe twice a week. Remember, Nick's best friend, Stu, coming through next week. Put some stew in the pot, as I say. Andy, Tim said it was the best catchphrase I ever had, so you need to get it on a shirt. Stew in a pot.
Stew in the pot.
Put some stew in the pot. Yeah.
Great.
You can picture it like a pot and it's a little stew jumping in it, but he's all liquidy.
Is he melting? He's melting?
He's a liquid stew, you know what I mean?
Also, follow-up question for the post show. Follow-up question, do snakes just historically hide behind peeps? Is that a thing they like to do?
Nah, well, I mean, you look around Andy's room right now. It's like, you know, where would you hide the snake? Definitely. Actually, don't answer that. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a post show to do over on patreon.com/kindoffunny. But until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.